just as that word went out from Jade. That reality of faith is the life that we live. And today, wherever you may be watching this from, we make that decision and say, God, I boldly stand and I make the decision that I will never doubt your word. I will never stand in unbelief towards this word because I have experienced too much. I have seen too much. I have heard too much to ever doubt him. When you have physically seen, when you have personally experienced that goodness of God, his faithfulness, his love, his compassion, the power that has been made available to you, that Holy Spirit that he has placed on the inside of you, how can you turn away? How can you stand in unbelief and doubt towards his word? When you have experienced it, when you have tasted and seen that he is good, that he is faithful, that he is true, that his word is the truth, that he will never fail you, that he is too good. He is too good to not believe, and he is too good to ever fail. He is always with you. He is always surrounding you. And even right now, those watching, you may be listening over Link FM, or you're even in the studio with us tonight. And you say, how? I have never experienced this. I have never stood on what you are talking about. I can never boldly stand because I don't know what you are talking about. Or you could say, I once knew God, but I'm too far gone. I want you to hear this. You are never too far gone. You have never done anything that God cannot forgive. You are never too far gone. And I want you to hear this. Too many people are saying that because I'm a good person, I'm going to heaven. I'm doing good things, but hear me tonight. What does good have to do with it when you don't know him? What does good have to do with it? Because we preach this message of Jesus with such an urgency, because if heaven is real, so is hell. And there are too many that think because I'm a good person, there is only one way to the Father. There is only one way, and his name is Jesus. And you are never too far gone. You are watching this, and you said even yesterday, how can God forgive me from what I did? He is willing right now. It says in his word that when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he is Lord, that Jesus is Lord, and he was sent to die for your sins, that God sent him to do that great work, to pay the ultimate price, that we can stand here in victory, that we can stand here in freedom, that I can stand here so boldly and say, I will never doubt what is written. I will never stand in unbelief to what is written, because I know the truth. The only way to heaven is through Jesus. So if you are with me in studio tonight, or watching or listening over Link FM, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. It is never too late. You are never too far gone. Make the decision. Don't wait. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait. Don't say, I've still got stuff to do. Tonight is the night. Repeat after me. Say, Jesus, I confess that I've sinned against you. But tonight, I say that I believe your word. I believe that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. And right now, I know that I am a new creation. I have victory. I have freedom. The past no longer defines me. I am a new creation through Jesus. and I'm on my way to heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. That is the best decision that you will ever make. The best decision. And now you can stand here. Just as I said in the beginning, you can too stand here and say, I have experienced God. I have seen and I have tasted. I have personally experienced. I have had an encounter with Him that I will not doubt. I will not stand in unbelief to His word because He is too good. Because He saved me. Because I'm on my way to heaven and I have a relationship with the Father. If you're watching on Facebook, I want you to put in the comments, I am saved. And everyone that said that prayer tonight, I want to say this. Now go and open up this Bible. Open up your word and start reading. Start reading the truth. Get that truth on the inside of you. Start reading what God says about you. Get that on the inside of you, because then when situations arise, when anything comes up that opposes this word, what is your response going to be? It's going to be the word of God. It is going to be what God says, what Jesus has said, not what man has said, not what the world is saying around you. In Jesus' name, we have that victory. We have that freedom. He is so good. He is too good. He is too faithful to ever fail you, for us to not believe the works that He has done in our lives. In Jesus' name. If you are in the studio, you can take your seats for a little while. I'm going to get through this as quickly as I can. But speaking about doubt, that we will never doubt His word. You know what the opposite of doubt is? Conviction. Conviction is a firmly held belief. It is a confidence. It is a certainty. So I can say, I stand in complete confidence. I stand in complete certainty of what this word says, that I will not doubt because I have a conviction of what it says. Do you know what doubt does? Doubt pushes you away from the word, and conviction pulls you towards it. And when this word is all you see, when this word is all you hear, when this word is all you speak and it's all you do, just as Jade said, we have to make it our reality. We actually have to do what it says. Then we will stand in that freedom. Then we will stand in that boldness. Then we will stand in that confidence. I want to quickly take you to two portions of scripture and show you what doubt does. So in Matthew 14, verse 15 to 21, I'm going to paraphrase this for you. It's the story when Jesus feeds 5,000. So the crowds were gathered around Jesus and He was busy healing them. And the disciples advised Jesus to send the crowds away to go get food. They advised Jesus to send the crowds away because they had been there for a long time and they need to go eat, but there was no food among them. You know what Jesus said to them? You feed them. That's what Jesus said to His disciples. You feed them. Don't send them away. You feed them. What did the disciples say? How, Lord? Where is the food? So the disciples' response was, we only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. What did Jesus do? Jesus took the bread, He took the fish, He blessed it, He broke it into loaves, and He distributed it among the crowds. And you know what the Bible says? The crowds ate as much as they wanted. 5,000 and more people were fed. And you know how many baskets of leftover there was? 12. 12 baskets of leftover. That speaks of provision. That speaks of abundance. When I read that story, I read about a miracle that just took place. That is a sign and a wonder that Jesus had just performed right in front of their eyes. Jump to the next chapter, Matthew 15, verse 32 to 38. The crowds were again gathered around Jesus as He was healing them. Jesus looked to His disciples again. He said, they've been here for a very long time. I'm concerned about them. I don't want them to go hungry. Disciples, feed them. Go ahead. You just saw me feed 5,000. Now feed feed these? What was the disciples' response? Where will we get enough food for the massive crowd? Jesus asked how much bread there was. His disciples' response was, we only have 7 loaves and a few small fish. You would have thought that maybe their response would have been different after what they had just witnessed. We only have 7 loaves and a few small fish. Jesus took this food, he blessed it, broke the loaves, distributed it among the crowds again. And what do we read? The crowds ate as much as they wanted. More than 4,000 people were fed that day. And you know how much leftover there was? 7 baskets. In both cases, Jesus fed over 5,000. Jesus then fed over 4,000, and there was leftover. So I want you to quickly see this. The disciples had just witnessed 2 miracles. Jesus had just performed 2 miracles right in front of them. A multiplication of food from what practically looked like nothing. An impossible situation in the natural became possible right in front of them. We just jump to the next chapter, Matthew 16, verse 7 to 10. The disciples were with Jesus and they were crossing over to the other side of the lake. And all of a sudden they had realized that they forgot their lunch on the other side. What does the scripture say? Matthew 16, verse 7 to 10. At this, they began to argue with each other because they hadn't brought any bread. Jesus knew what they were saying, so he said, you have so little faith. Why are you arguing with each other about having no bread? Don't you understand even yet? Don't you remember the 5,000 I fed with 5 loaves and the baskets of leftovers you picked up? Or the 4,000 I fed with 7 loaves and the large baskets of leftovers you picked up? The disciples had physically seen. They had eaten of that exact miracle that they had just seen take place. Yet when they got to the other side, they were so focused on what was happening around them in the natural. They were so focused on what they had just seen, what they could see in front of them, that they had no bread with them, that they had forgotten that the very one who had just performed the 2 miracles they had seen was standing right there. Jesus was watching them argue over something that he had just in 2 chapters before shown what he could do with nothing, how he could provide, how he could take an impossible situation and turn it around. But in that moment, what they saw, they were so focused on the natural, what they were seeing in front of them, they had forgotten. They were doubting in that moment, how could it be? How can this happen now? But Jesus was standing right there. And it is that same Jesus that you serve, that same Jesus that you have just given your life to tonight, that is coming to turn your world around, that is coming to turn your situations around, that is coming to meet every single need because he knows exactly what you need. And when you have seen him do something in your life once, how can you doubt for him to do it again? When you have seen him do something in someone else's life, how can you stand in unbelief and doubt that he won't do it in yours too? Because he is willing and he is able. It is the same God. Don't be like these disciples, physically with Jesus. Physically seen what he did, the miracle that took place, partook of that miracle, yet they still doubted. He has given us his word today. He has given us his promises. He has given us his truth. He has given us his power. We don't need to doubt. We don't need to react in doubt and unbelief to circumstances that arise, to situations that come up. my first response, my instant response can be the word of God, because when I have it on the inside of me, when I know what it says, when I've experienced His goodness, His faithfulness, His provision, and just like you will continue to in your lives when you continue to remain faithful, even in the area of sowing, because when you sow, you will reap. In every area of your life, when you choose to remain faithful to His word, devoted, convinced, committed, convicted of this word, it'll pull you towards it. So when you cross over to that other side, even though you've forgotten some stuff back behind you, it doesn't matter, because that same God that provided for you yesterday, that same God that provided for you last year, is the same God that's going to provide for you today and tomorrow and the next day. As you remain faithful, He is willing and He is able. If you are watching at home, I want you to get communion elements. Because just as we said that prayer in the beginning, the prayer of salvation, for you to come into the family of God, for you to be saved, set free, delivered. When we partake of communion, the bread and the cup, we do this in remembrance of the one who paid the ultimate price. And as you hold this bread in your hand, the reason we could say that prayer in the beginning, the reason that we can stand here in confidence, in boldness, without doubt, without fear, without unbelief, is because of this. Because of the price that was paid. It's all about Him. Just as He stood there with His disciples watching them, He already knew what He was gonna go do for you. He already knew you would be sitting here tonight. It's not by accident. It's not by coincidence that you are sitting here. It is by assignment. It is because you have purpose. It's because He knew that you would be that one that He paid the ultimate price for. So as you hold the bread in your hand, and even at home as you have these elements, Jesus, we thank You for Your body. Your body that was broken so we could be made whole. Your body that was broken so that we do not have to live with sickness, disease, anxiety, depression, everything that the enemy is trying to put on us. We can stand in boldness, in confidence, in victory, knowing it does not apply to me. For me and my house, because we serve You, we will not be touched by any evil thing. And as we take this tonight, we do it in remembrance of the price that was paid. We will never take it as a cheap thing. We will never take it as just another thing, because Jesus, this is power. This is victory. And this is freedom. In Jesus' name, you may partake of the bread. And as you hold the cup in your hand, the blood of Jesus that was shed, that blood that covers your sin, this blood that makes you new, a new creation, a new start. It washes over everything that you can stand here in freedom, that you can walk out in boldness, in victory, in confidence. Carry this conviction with you. That you carry His Spirit, that He is with you right now. How can you doubt when He is standing right there, when He is the very presence that you carry wherever you go? Jesus, we thank You for Your blood that was shed so I can live free without sin, so that I can be a new creation. My past no longer defines me. My past no longer has a hold on me. But I walk in victory. I walk in freedom. I walk in abundance and I walk in prosperity because of the price that was paid. In Jesus' name, you may partake of the cup.